you. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1718, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional sewer treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.91 acres, more or less, lying southeast of West Barrier Reef Boulevard, 600 feet northeast of Crocodile Cove within Heron Bay Subdivision, which is southwest of Hopkins Road, being Road 286. Had a little trouble with that Crocodile Road. I don't know if we have any crocodiles in this county or not. Or any barrier reefs. For the record, the applicant supplied us with a larger booklet entitled Sussex County Conditional Use 1718, the Heron Bay Regional Community Wastewater Treatment and Disposal Facility.
With appropriate tabs.
Yes, I will say with appropriate tabs, according to Mr. Couch.
Got a number.
Yes, enter your number. And that booklet is a part of the record and was received and presented to us by the applicant, I believe, on Monday. We have a couple agency comments. First one being the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Again, making reference to the application, case number, title, tax map, location, type of use, size of the parcel. The site is not located in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The question is the project capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district? The answer is not at this time. In other comments, the project proposes to use a wastewater treatment facility within the Heron Bay subdivision on a regional basis to serve additional off-site communities. The County Engineering Department recommends that the facility be operated to meet the TMDL total maximum daily load limits for Delaware's inland base. The proposed project is located outside of the inland base planning area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service. A review and approval of the treatment and disposal system by the County Engineering Department is required and plan review fees may apply. Disposal fields should not be counted as open space. Wastewater disposal fields should be clearly identified on recorded plots. If the county ever provides sewer service, it is required that the treatment system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developer and/or homeowners association expense. And a conceptual plan is required. And that was signed by John Ashman, the Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum dated October 26th and received on November 13th, we are advised that the soils on this site are mapped to be East Burlumi sand and sassafras sandy loam, both of which have slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. The Eastboro soils are considered of statewide importance. The sassafras soils are considered prime farmland. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing this proposed site, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 36 showing the same. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney representing Artesian and its affiliated companies as it relates to conditional use application number 1718. Without being repetitive, I will try not to cover some ground that may have been covered in another application, but I do need to announce for you that I have with me Mr. Schrepler, Mr. Toller, and Mr. Wyatt, who are still employed by Artesian, although Mr. Wyatt's job is in question
after the
last application.
Yeah.
He may be the town manager of Dagsboro by the time the evening is over. We have for you a similar application to the one that we presented to you a few minutes ago. In this case, we have an application for a wastewater treatment plant expansion The design was provided by WES Associates. The plant is located in Heron Bay, which is an approved subdivision. It contains 325 lots located in Indian River 100. I concur with Mr. Lank. Crocodile Cove just does not seem to be a Sussex County name, but I didn't pick it. This particular project is located on a site that contains 8.91 acres, and if the wastewater treatment plant were built as it's currently approved and conceived, it would serve 325 EDUs and would dispose of approximately 97,600 gallons per day of treated wastewater. If the application is granted, what we seek to do is expand the plant to allow for the service of a little more than 1,330 EDUs and dispose of approximately 400,000 gallons per day. The disposal system is similar to that is used at the wastewater treatment plant at Stonewater Creek. In this case, we are talking about, again, a sequential batch reactor system with rapid infiltration beds. Excuse me, there is no UV treatment here, as I recall, and I'll have Mr. Wyatt address that specific topic with you when he takes to the podium. Among other things, we have applications from or inquiries from Cool Spring Subdivision, Spring Breeze Subdivision, and all of these, together with the various other persons that have expressed interest, and count for about 1,215 EDUs. And if you take a look at tab 9, which I'm pleased to say I have, you will notice that there are two CPNs that have already been granted for Sea Breeze 1 in Woodbridge, which is also known as the Wilkinson Tract, and that there are additional applications that are already pending for certificates of public convenience and necessity with the Public Service Commission. In addition to that, if you take a look at the plots that are appearing on either side of the room, you'll notice that there are areas in which there are designations. Some are in blue, some are in green. Those that are in blue are those which are already certificated, and those that are in green are the pending applications, all of which are centrally located around the Heron Bay area.
Dennis, I'll just interrupt you for a second. Is that exhibit in the booklet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The area in which this proposal was made is, in fact, an ESDA level in your comprehensive plan, and level 3 in the state spending strategies. The application was filed on August 23rd of 2006, and of course is being heard this date based upon the accelerated application process that is provided for public utilities and services. Within the book that has been provided, as Mr. Lank has noted, it is a little longer than the one that was provided earlier, and I will point out to you that it is because there are CPCNs or DNREC permits that are shown throughout the book that can count for exhibits 4 through 9. Exhibit number 10 is the Seabreeze DNREC approval. Wilkinson is in tab 11. 12 is the DNREC letter of good standing from them, indicating that there are no difficulties with the operations of any wastewater treatment plants by Artesian, and 13 is representation of those plants that are owned and operated by it in Sussex County, including what are now known to be photographs of the Stonewater Creek facilities. Lastly, if you return to items number 5 and 6, those are the proposed site plan and wastewater treatment plant details that are associated with this particular plant. As has been noted also by Mr. Lank, we have received a letter from the County Engineering Department, which is different from that which appeared earlier today, and this one is a letter more or less of no opposition. They never really come out and say they like anything. They never really come out and say they're opposed to it, but they do indicate that if it's built, they have certain standards they would like to see it built by, and if acquired by the county, that there may be consequences as a result of that acquisition. I'm going to introduce at this time, if you will permit me, Mr. Wyatt, to come forward and address the commission.
Good evening again, Rodney Wyatt.
Mr. Wyatt, you're still educated as a civil engineer, a graduate of Virginia Tech, still work for Artesian, and have not abandoned ship to go to work in Dagsboro or Piney Neck. Is that correct?
To the best of my knowledge.
Good enough. Would you describe, if you will, please, the wastewater treatment plant that exists at Herring Bay today?
We're actually building a Fluidyne continuous flow batch reactor. It's actually similar to the unit that we have in operation and construction at Beaver Creek and not Stonewater. I apologize for that. And if you'll go to Exhibit 5, you can see a diagram that shows the location in the hatched area. And then a blown up area showing the actual treatment plant building and the basins, which in this case are actually different shapes. The next drawing actually shows you the type of building that we propose to use at Herring Bay to enclose the treatment plant process.
And to the extent that there are rapid infiltration beds on this particular site, where are they and how do they relate to this particular treatment facility?
The existing rapid infiltration basins are around the facility. In the picture you can see the grassed area. They are, you know, in various shapes and sizes to actually go with the landscape of the property.
If this application were granted by the Planning Commission and the County Council, do you anticipate that there would be an increase in the number of rapid infiltration beds at this site?
At this particular site, we don't anticipate an increase in rapid infiltration basins. We do, however, our proposal is to basically treat the wastewater at this particular site and actually spread the wastewater across a number of the other sites that have approved areas but not build a new treatment plant.
And as to the extent that if this application were approved by the county, what effect would it have on the existing structures that are used for the treatment of the effluent?
The structure there, basically, we would just knock out one of the walls and expand that structure to add additional trains of the treatment process.
All of this will be contained in one structure or several structures?
Our plan is to keep it all in one structure.
And I assume that because the drawing is a crude attempt to look like a barn, it is your proposal that it will look like a barn when it's done?
That's correct.
Do you know how close this proposed treatment facility will be to an adjacent residential dwelling?
On this particular one, it's going to be approximately 320 feet.
And there are there any wells in the area that may be affected by the existence of this plant?
No.
You are the Artesian is a regulated utility?
We are.
Any of the activities that you propose on this site do require certificates of public convenience and necessity?
That's correct.
And approval by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control?
That's also correct.
As a regulated utility, you'll be inspected by the Department of Natural Resources, and the product that you put into the ground will be inspected also by DNREC?
That's correct.
And there are safe standards that have been formulated by DNREC that you have to meet?
That is also correct.
Tell me why you think this site ought to be increased in size for this treatment plant.
Well, I mean, as you can see, we have a number of properties to serve and a number of clients to serve in this area. It just makes a lot of sense for us to build one regional facility than a number of facilities in the area that we have to operate, both from a financial standpoint and, you know, an aesthetics and an operational standpoint.
Could you identify, by the way, the projects that would be in this proposed service area?
Okay. If you would go to tab 8, we have a list, a map, and then we have actually broken down the projects. We have the Harbison Farm, Carriage Greens, the Auto Property, Herring Bay, Wilkerson, Green Springs, both 1 and 2, the Robinson property in Oakwood Village.
And to the extent that there are red lines on here, what do they portray?
Basically, they portray a proposed route that we would follow to connect the properties together with the associated sewer pipe.
And I also noticed that some of the red lines contain little red squares on them. Are those pump station sites? Mm.
They are proposed pump station sites, yes.
And these will be force mains? Mm.
Yes.
And if I own the auto property, as an example, what would happen would be the collection of the wastewater would be at the auto site. It would be transmitted to Heron Bay for treatment and then returned to auto property for disposal?
That's correct.
And all of the proposed transmission collection or distribution lines, will they be in the public rights of way?
That's correct. Our easements that we have to obtain.
Mr. Wyatt, have you the consent of the landowners at Heron Bay for this proposed expansion of your wastewater treatment plant?
We do.
And have you made application for all of or most of the CPCNs and DNREC permits that are required?
Most of them, yes.
Okay. And that's with the exception of, I think, two that were identified as letters of interest?
That's correct.
Is there any sewer in any other form that is available either from a competing company or from the county in this region?
Not to my knowledge.
Gentlemen, with that, again, being too repetitious, as you're aware, public utilities require conditional uses when they leave subdivisions where they are approved. In this particular case, the subdivision that is Heron Bay did include an approved wastewater treatment plant. It is the anticipation of my client Artesian that they would be able to leave Heron Bay and be able to provide wastewater treatment to the other subdivisions and within the area shown in the circle that's in that exhibit number 8. And I think we've made the comment to you before that this is generally beneficial and desirable to the general convenience and welfare of the people of Sussex County, and it avoids the duplication of wastewater treatment plants in each and every subdivision that may come before you for approval, but allows for one regional wastewater treatment facility with regional disposal of the effluent that's treated. As before, I have Mr. Wyatt, Mr. Toler, Mr. Schreppler with me, whom will be able to answer perhaps any technical questions that Mr. Johnson or any other member have concerning this particular application. And we'll stand by and wait for that opportunity.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Well, I don't want to disappoint Mr. Schrader not having questions. Are all these developments that are referenced on tab number 8, are they all approved subdivisions?
Gentlemen?
I do not think all of the projects have been approved. I think some of them have actually have received final recordation, and there's a few of them that have preliminary approval, and I think there's some of them that may be pending, but I'm not 100% sure. Maybe, Scott, do you know? I mean, that's our understanding.
Some of them I've heard of, but, you know, I'm relatively new to the commission, so I didn't know what was already in the works versus what's being proposed out there.
And I think you could say, Mr. Johnson, those that have expressed an interesting connection, maybe those that are in exploratory stages where they have not.
For example, I've heard of Spring Breeze, you know, but I haven't heard of Spring Breeze 2. And whether that's a new name or of an existing one or what that might be. And which kind of leads into one of my questions I had was dealing, you know, when you reference the different numbers for the different projects, there's a reference for Spring Breeze of having 370 homes, but I'm only aware of 176 having been approved.
That's correct.
And I noticed you had a contract in there, you know, stating with that developer that they would develop so many homes per year at X amount of dollars, but the amount of homes that were proposed in that contract is different than what not only did the commission reluctantly approve, but the council approved.
I'm not sure that's a question, but I think the proper response is, Mr. Johnson, we don't decide how many units go into a subdivision. You all do. And if somebody wants to enter into a contract with Artesian for services up to 370 as an example, the best that my client can do is use that as a planning tool with the understanding that if they go through the subdivision process and they don't get 370, we can't serve 370.
I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I was just trying to figure out how you came up with that 1,200 homes when one of the developments that was referenced is actually half the size that is noted here in the book.
That was based upon the information that they supplied us on their idea of what they are going to do in the future. It doesn't mean that they're going to get that. That's just what they want us to plan for. And I think Lawrence has indicated before, you know, when we were looking at regional approaches and some of the applicants that had come before the Planning and Zoning Commission and indicated that they would be part of Artesian system when we hadn't received the conditional use, and we wanted to make sure that that didn't happen in the future.
Okay, and where's my other question? to make the distinction between this project and the one that you presented earlier, this one you're having the sewage pumped in and you're having the treated water pumped out. Is that rather than
some,
it being
some treated? Some of the treated effluent will be pumped to different locations for disposal.
But how much of it that's coming in is going to be treated on site versus?
All of it.
It's all being treated on site, but how much of it's going to be infiltrated on site versus being sent back?
Well, what we're planning on doing is, well, of course, Denmark will determine that, but right now we have approval to do 97,600 gallons per day in those basins. But our hydrology report has indicated that, you know, they can actually accept a lot more wastewater. But until we get a conditional use, Denmark, you know, won't finalize, or else they'll give us a permit with a condition in it that says that we have to have a conditional use to dispose of additional wastewater at the site.
So I guess one of the things I'm hearing you say is you don't want a stipulation saying all that water has to be pumped back out to those other projects.
No.
Okay. Just clarifying.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that's the impression I got in reading through all this interesting reading materials.
No, as a matter of fact, we like to be able to dispose of as much as possible at the Heron Bay site and not,
send it back.
Right. And the least amount of treatment plants and disposal areas that we can build to serve this entire area is what we're looking for. And we have had a number of discussions with the county engineer's office, and they support this concept. And, I wish Mike was here to speak, but... he agrees with the concept that we're proposing.
Without getting into the difference between fixed and variable overhead, Mr. Johnson, it's if we can treat it there, it's cheaper than sending it back.
Oh, absolutely. I have no further questions.
Bert?
No questions.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Should this be approved and you go through with this, what is your construction timetable?
Well, I mean, we're already building, you know, the Heron Bay system, and we're pretty close to, you know, bringing that system online. All of the other parts of the project, or the puzzle, so to speak, I mean, we have to get, you know, permits and right-of-way easements and things like that to. I would say this is, you know, this project could take 25 years, who knows. It's a big project.
But as a commencement date, it would be when?
Well, we've already started building the Heron Bay system.
Mr. Lank, as a 20 or 25 year project, as a conditional use, does that present policing issues to your staff?
No, it's a matter of how you approve your conditional use as to what conditions and stipulations you place upon it, about what we would have to police.
Okay.
But you establish that they're going to be allowed to provide for 400,000 gallon capacity, then the DENREC will approve will be limited to that. It's just a matter of where it's going. How many other projects are they going to serve to be able to complete it to get their 400, if they get approved for 400?
You know, a lot of the stuff also will be based on the economy, you know, and how, you know, many houses are built and where. And that all play a part in, you know, how we build our infrastructure. It's, you know, it's very, it's necessary for us to build this, you know, reasonably in phases, so, you know, we can make the product affordable and be in good grace with the Public Service Commission.
But just reasonable assurances that then when those phases are started, that you'll be putting, I guess, pipes and pump stations down public right-of-ways beside public highways, that the trenches, et cetera, will be started, completed, compacted, regraded, and repaved?
I mean, is the question, is that going to be done quickly?
Yeah.
Then the answer is yes.
And we will, you know, we'll go through the entire permitting process that DENREC has for those, which requires them to advertise our permits as we apply for them. And so there will be public notice, just as there is when we do a water system or the county does a wastewater system.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Long?
A question I had on the previous. I noticed on your schematic or your rendering of your facility that you're showing landscaping and fencing around the perimeter of this facility. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
There was a reference earlier that the closest dwelling would be approximately 300 feet away from the is that from the treatment building or the facility or the basin itself?
We calculate it from the treatment building, right?
And then is that 300 foot a house within Heron Bay?
Yes.
It's not a neighboring. I was thinking more of neighboring than I was.
Okay. There's lots of 51.
So in this case, you are putting this in the center of Heron Bay?
That's correct. Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions, Mr. Williams.
Mr. Robertson?
I want to follow up on a question Mr. Smith asked. With when you're doing the infrastructure, putting down the force mains, you talked about you're going to be sort of pumping both ways potentially. One's going to be coming in for treatment, and then the other's going to be going out for, I guess, disposal. Is that going to be two separate lines? Are they going to be put in at the same time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, so you're going to plan on that. You're not going to be tearing up the roads a second time if you need more infiltration.
Actually, Mr. Wyatt gets to go out at midnight and flip the switch.
Well, they have reversible pumps. I mean, I suppose it could be done.
No, we will use two separate lines in the same trench.
Okay. And then what describe, because depending on what's going back out affects what kind of application you need. I mean, what is going to be leaving this treatment plant and going to the other properties?
It will be recycled water that's treated to.
So it's not sludge or anything like that?
No.
In any capacity.
Okay.
Not part of your plan to provide drinking water to other developments.
It's the one you're going to drink.
Well, the reason I ask that is because if you start talking about application of sludge on other properties, then it would start requiring additional permits.
This facility handles the sludge just like the last application. We have a private waste hauler take it to it.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir.
I have one more question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
You said you had permission of all the homeowners in the Heron Bay. Is that correct?
Contract permission of the owners as developers, not of each particular individual owner. I will point out to you, though, Mr. Johnson, that the original developer, Handler Mitchell, did get irrevocable powers of attorney coupled with an interest that authorized them to make these decisions for any utilities without having to go back to each individual unit owner, so that as successor developers or Handler Mitchell or whatever the name of the LLC was, they have the authority to speak on behalf of all of the individual lot owners as a result of that contractual relationship.
Thank you.
And another question, just for curiosity, is there any homeowners in Heron Bay yet?
I've never been there.
I didn't know. I just wondered. It doesn't appear that anything's quite finished yet. It's close, but it's
close. I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I wonder. There was quite a few houses there, but it didn't look occupied.
I don't think anything is occupied except the sales office.
Okay.
I don't know that for a fact.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1718 Artesian Water Company Incorporated? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Paul Jones. I'm a licensed professional engineer.
I'm representing Oakwood Village. I'm employed by Lasar Builders, who is primarily a developer for Oakwood Village. Oakwood Village is one of the developments that this regional system would serve. Current status of Oakwood Village is we have preliminary approval. We're soon to be back for final approval very shortly. In favor of this regional system for a number of different reasons, but one, from an engineering standpoint, it makes a tremendous amount of sense to have, you know, one treatment plant, the economies of scale and so forth. In fact, it makes sense in terms of ease of operation and cost of operation, and, you know, shouldn't look at that as just the fact that Artesian would possibly save money because it would make more sense operationally. The environment was better served because you have better control over one plant as opposed to six or seven or eight plants. And actually, the people that are the customers of Artesian are better served as well, because the savings that they have will be passed down through the rate that Artesian is allowed to charge. As you probably know, the rate they charge is set by the Public Service Commission. And so any effort to lower that cost makes a tremendous amount of sense. One other thing I wanted to mention is there were some questions earlier at the other hearing about the capability of of the plant that was proposed to achieve, you know, the level of treatment. And I can say that I have not reviewed in detail I haven't really reviewed at all the specific plant design that Artesian's proposing in Heron Bay. But I can tell you, based on experience as about 15 years as a consultant and about 11 years at DENREC and having stayed up on wastewater technology capabilities, that there are certainly any number of technologies that are available today that wouldn't have been available maybe even as a short time as 5 years ago to achieve the type of treatment levels with the high level of predictability and assurance that I think they're being asked to serve. Only other thing I can offer is my license is 7261.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank
our attorney will make a note of that.
Yeah, absolutely will.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Yes, sir. All the way in the back. Long walk.
Yeah, it really is. Good evening. My name is Gary Couples. I'm a registered professional land surveyor and president of Environmental Consultants International. I'm here to just represent the Carriage Green subdivision. As you recall, you deferred that project during our discussion related to it. We referred to Artesian being able to handle the sewage needs for that project, and obviously as a result of this presentation tonight, we're here to support that. I'd also point out that we're also involved with Oakwood Village, which Mr. Jones just spoke so eloquently about, and we were the designer of record for that and would support that project also.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? For anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1718? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I'd like you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.